This is the DX Audio Service for January 1986. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. The 1986 National Radio Club Convention is only 10 months away, and it's not too early to start saving up your nickels and dimes for the convention. The location will be around the Newcastle, Delaware area. The exact location will be announced soon right here on the audio service. We're looking at hotel rates of around $36 single and $42 double. Speaking of conventions, the 1987 National Radio Club Convention will be held right here in Lima. Bob Walker and I will be your convention hosts. Both of us hope to have a lot of DX interests at the convention, as well as some good hometown hospitality and things to do. And perhaps Sue and Mike Nitter will host the 1988 National Radio Club Convention in historic Cambridge. Well, there's a new twist to CPC writings offered by Wayne Heinen and CPC Chairman Neil Zank. According to Wayne, he'll use his home computer system to produce letters which will be sent to radio stations. All Wayne is asking for is the stamps to offset the cost of the effort. Neil Zank suggests that if you send along a particular list of stations along with the stamps, that would be just fine. Remember that two 22-cent stamps are required per letter, one stamp to get it there and one for return response. You can send your stamps and letters to Wayne Heinen, 4131 South Andes Way, Aurora, Colorado, 80013, or to Neil Zank, Post Office Box 5563, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68505. A reminder about CPC tests, just because you don't hear a station doesn't mean that you shouldn't write to them. Drop them a card or a letter and thank them for taking the time to run the test, and be sure to tell them that you're a member of the National Radio Club. A little PR never hurts anyone. Recently, I heard on Glenn Hauser's program, World of Radio, that there are two Cuban stations off frequency. The first is on 1235 and the other is on 1435 kilohertz. Even if you can't hear the programming, you should hear a 5 kilohertz heterodyne against the U.S. assigned frequencies, especially the graveyard channels of 1230 and 1240. Glenn has also said recently that Laser 558 is off the air. His report said that the ship went into port some time back and has yet to be heard. I've tried to get some information about Laser 558 via the Ubix computer system and ACE, the Association of Clandestine Radio Enthusiasts. However, no one knows anything about it. If you have any information about Laser 558, let us know about it here at HQ. You can hear Glenn Hauser's program World of Radio on WRNO Worldwide. World of Radio can be heard on Friday at 0300 UTC, 10 p.m. Eastern, on 6185 kHz, and on Sunday at 1400 UTC, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, on 9715 kHz. This information is from one of our members at the audio service. And speaking of DX programs, Radio Earth can be heard on Sundays at 1900 to 2200 UTC on 11790 kHz through the facilities of KCBI in Dallas, Texas. Also be sure to listen to HCJB's DX Party Line, which is heard at 0230 UTC Saturday night. One of the featured artists is the National Radio Club's own Wayne Heinen with his segment called AM Interlude. Although we're a medium wave club only, I would like to assemble a correct list of DX programs, which I can give out on a future edition. I have about 7 lists here with different schedules and different frequencies, 80% of which is not correct. Now, if you have any correct schedules, and by correct I mean something which you have heard and not something that you've just heard about or read, please send them to me so that I can start assembling a list. Radio Earth has just announced that they'll soon have their own studios and shortwave transmitter located on the island of Curaco. The transmitter will have an output power of 25,000 watts with a target area of North America and the Caribbean for starters, with South America to be added at a later date. Sign-on is expected to be around June 1st. All of us here at the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service would like to send our congratulations to Jeff and the staff of Radio Earth. From Mike Addy comes word that WFEN 1160 in Fenton, Michigan is now on the air with 1168 watts. They came on the air last December 1st and are using an adult contemporary format, and Bob Walker up in Walled Lake confirms this. William Moser has told us that KLDI 1210 in Laramie, Wyoming is now on the air. They were heard in North Dakota on December the 5th. Their slogan is the 10,000-watt stereo diamond in the Gem City. Their format also seems to be adult contemporary. The Bandscan program is still on with John Malicki as your new editor. Send in your daytime band scans, if possible, in written form so that they can make the printed edition of DX News to John at 995 Shady Crest Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15216. Did you get any new equipment for Christmas? If you have a few old pieces of equipment hanging around and gathering dust, or if you're looking for something, you might want to get your list and letters to the DX Change. Russ Edmonds will be putting together another list soon. His address is 753 Valley Road, Bluebell, Pennsylvania, 19422. Russ is also in charge of the National Radio Club Ham List, so if you're an amateur radio operator, send in your call sign and schedules to Russ for publication in DX News and here on the audio service. Mayor, the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiast, will be holding a meeting at the Dearborn Civic Center at Michigan Avenue in Greenfield in Dearborn, Michigan on Sunday, January the 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. There'll be an ANARC audiovisual presentation and a youth program. They'll also hold their fourth DX position, number 4, at the Island Lake Recreational Area near Brighton, Michigan. This is a great DX place since it is reasonably far away from local transmitters and there's no electricity at the site, so there's little man-made noise. If you're interested in joining Mayor, contact Don Hosmer, H-O-S-M-E-R, at 24500 Union Street, Dearborn, Michigan, 48124. Mayor publishes a bi-monthly newsletter, and their dues are just $3 per year. Samples of the newsletter are 50 cents. The Gateway DX Monitor Service, formerly the Gateway DX Club International, is offering call letters in the prefixes of WSL or KSL, according to Eric Buneman. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to 836 Lamplight Lane, Hazelwood, Missouri, 63042-3407. Call letters will be assigned to you, or you can request one. The club also has an assortment of awards for DXing. Mark Connolly heard his first medium-wave transatlantic station back in 1961, and to celebrate his 25 years of DXing and to stimulate interest in the international DXing field, he's setting up the following contest. Now here's how it goes. You must be a DXer living in a country which is listed in the Worldwide Radio TV Handbook under North America, South America, Central America, and the Caribbean, or Hawaii. The first prize is a choice of a phasing unit or regenerative tuner, an approximate value of $100. The second prize has yet to be determined by HQ, but you can bet it's going to be a good one. Stations received are eligible for points. These stations must be heard between January 1, 1986 and December 31, 1986. The station must be in a country listed in the WRTH under Europe, Africa, and Near and Middle East. Eligible stations must be broadcasters heard between 520 and 1700 kilohertz. The points are as follows. A QSL for a 1986 reception, which must be photostated and submitted by March 31, 1987, is worth 3 points. If the station is reported in the IDXD column in DX News or by Bob Walker in the DX Digest on the audio service for the first time, it's worth 2 points. If it's heard again and reported again to IDXD 2 or more weeks after a previous 1986 report, it's worth 1 point. If you have any questions, contact Mark Connolly by writing to him at 30 William Road, and the town is spelled B-I-L-L-E-R-I-C-A, Massachusetts, 01866. Tell Mark that you're a member of the National Radio Club's DX audio service and that you heard about the contest right here on the audio service.
Hi, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Since we talked to you last because of some rollover in time, there are 5 editions of AM Switch to report on this edition of the audio service, and so without further ado, let's dive right in. In AM Switch report number 101, the following call letter changes. On 640, new station in Blountville, Tennessee, will be WNOW. On 720, new station in Brevard, North Carolina, takes on the call letters WGCR. That station, by the way, is already on the air. A little more about that later. On 1080, KTNX in Anchorage, Alaska, changes to KASH. A revision of a call letter on 1220 WEZG in North Syracuse, New York becomes WURS. We previously reported this call change as WUSR, which was incorrect. It is WURS, and that call, by the way, is on the air now. On 1230, KPRD Barstow, California becomes KSZL. On 1270, WKHQ in Charlevoix, Michigan becomes WCLS. 1280, two call letter changes. WEXI Jacksonville, Florida changes to WXOZ. And KLUP in Pateau, Oklahoma becomes KYYN. Finally, on 1560, KPTJ Sumner, Washington becomes KARP. That's a new station which is not on the air yet. Applications for new stations, including on 720, Atascadero, California, and Selma, California, on 880, Fairview, New York, on 890, Solvay, New York, Pendleton, South Carolina, and Dublin, Virginia, and on 1160, Boonboro, Maryland. Two new stations were granted, as we mentioned previously up in the call letters, on 640, Blountsville, Tennessee, 10,000 day, 1,000 night U4, and on 720, Brevard, North Carolina, a kilowatt D1. This station, as we mentioned before, is already on the air. Let's take a look at the otherness column for number 101, and we start with, on 1180, the new station in Brevard, North Carolina. The station was originally applied for on 1180 kilohertz. We spoke to the manager of the station, who tells us that about 2 months after 1180 was applied for, they changed the application to 720. This somehow fell through the cracks at the FCC, and that application for frequency change was never listed in any of the industry journals or even in the FCC public releases. The station did come on the air and surprised a lot of people by appearing on 720. We called the station, talked to the manager, he confirms all of this, and the new station on 720 is WGCR, which stands for Great Country Radio, which sort of tips you off as to what their format is. Elsewhere on 1200 WKOX in Framingham, Massachusetts, according to a QSL we just received, their powers will be 10,000 day, 1,000 night U2. On 1210 KQTL, Sahuarita, Arizona, new station is now on the air with the Spanish format. 1540 WADM, Decatur, Indiana, this station is silent. And on 1580 WEBG in Ebensburg, Pennsylvania, formerly silent under their old call, WAJE, is now back on with the new call, WEBG, for the format of Rock Oldies. Also in number 101 were a few highlights from recent Canadian actions, including a list of stations which have surfaced on some of the newly allocated frequencies provided by the Canadian-American Agreement of a few months ago. These are all stations which are existing and changing to more desirable frequencies, including on 700, CHSJ, St. John's, New Brunswick, on 750, CKGB, Timmins, Ontario, on 880, CHQT, Edmonton, Alberta, and CKLQ, Brandon, Manitoba, and on 1200, CFGO, Ottawa, Ontario. Now let's turn our attention to edition number 102 of AM Switch, again starting with a few call letter changes. On 670, WCBJ in Miami, Florida, changes call to WWFE. This is a new station that is not yet on the air. On 880, KIKR, Conroe, Texas, changes calls to KNRO. 990, WHOO, Orlando, Florida, becomes WMMA. And on 1290, WZUU, Greenfield, Wisconsin, changes to WMVP. One application for new station listed in number 102, that's on 890 in Dublin, Virginia, a second application for that facility there. No grants for new stations, however, at least one interesting application from an existing facility. On 870, KAIM Honolulu, Hawaii has petitioned the FCC to operate with a power of 100,000 watts day and night. This application has been returned several times by the FCC for obvious reasons, since the existing overhead is 50 kilowatts for American licensed stations. However, the staff at KAIM believe they have found some sort of loophole in the communications law which would allow higher power in both Alaska and Hawaii, so they are testing the laws by making this application. Again, that application is for 100,000 watts day and night. It will be interesting to see where this ends up. Glancing through the highlights of otherness from edition 102 on 550, KUZZ Bakersfield, California, and KAFY on 970 in Bakersfield, they expect to swap calls somewhere around the 1st of 86. On 640, KYUK Bethel, Alaska, now operating here, X580. On 830 KNCO, Grass Valley, California has now switched to this frequency with 5,000 watts day and night. They used to be on 1250. And on 890 KDXU, St. George, Utah, a grant that was granted over 20 years ago to move from 1450 to 890 has finally made the move, and a new station is coming on the air on 1450, which will be covered under a later AM switch. On 930 WBYG, Sandwich, Illinois, a new station is on the air. On 1010 KIQI, San Francisco, California, is now operating full-time, but under a rather unusual situation. The station has requested the dismissal of their latest full-time application, which they have been sending back and forth between the station and the FCC for the last 15 years, because 1010 is a Canadian clear frequency. Under the Canadian agreement, KIQI was granted to operate 500 watts at night using their present daytime directional system. So 15 years of time and expense and engineering to apply for full-time went out the window when the FCC finally gave them their full-time for free. Now let's turn our edition to number 103 of AM Switch. A number of call letter changes in this edition. Starting with 640, new station in Wildwood, Florida, will be WPMA. On 880, WPRX, Sabana Grande, Puerto Rico, will be WBOZ. 960, KDOT, Provo, Utah, changes to KLZX. On 1000, KMLO, Vista, California, changes to KKOS. On 1090, WBOZ in San German, Puerto Rico, changes to WSOL. On 1290, WSHF, Sheffield, Alabama, to WHCM. On 1370, KMMM, Rollingwood, Texas, to KOKE, their former call coming back. On 1380, WWKY, Winchester, Kentucky, becomes WHRS. And on 1450, WMYB, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, changes to WCSE. As usual, a number of applications for new stations, including on 680, West Helena, Montana, on 700, McLean, Virginia, 740, Auburn, Washington, on 890, Dedham, Massachusetts, Bernalillo, New Mexico, Nicholson, Pennsylvania, and Falmouth, Virginia, on 900, Black Duck, Minnesota, and on 1050, Fraser Park, California. One new station was granted. We already gave you the call letter. That's on 640, Wildwood, Florida. They are a kilowatt day and night non-directional. One highlight from the applications in Edition 103, we find that on 1500 WGMF, Watkins Glen, New York, has applied to move to full-time and to also move to 1490 kilohertz, kilowatt day and night. Some interesting grants to existing facilities. We mentioned in the last edition that WBYG Sandwich, Illinois, has been operating. This is a brand new station, and they have applied for and have been granted two intermediate power levels, the one at night, considerably higher than the one during the day. They are 710 watts at day and 2200 watts at night. A 980 KIMN in Grants, New Mexico has been granted a move to 1400 kilohertz, which will make them full-time with a kilowatt day and night. 1380 WZEL, Young Harris, Georgia, a fairly new station, only been on the air a few years, has been granted a move to 770 kilohertz with 750 watts of power daytime only. And on 1490, WYKR, Wells River, Vermont, has been granted a move to 1100 kilohertz. They'll be non-directional daytime only with 5,000 watts. Here are the highlights from the Otherness column in Edition 103. On 840 WBHY in Mobile, Alabama, this station is now silent. 1040 WJOR, St. Joseph's, Tennessee, a new station only granted a few months ago, is on the air already. We heard it here in the Youngstown area and also have verified it already. It has a country and gospel format, so that station is definitely on the air already. Quite a surprise to get on that quickly. 1110 KKLC, Pineville, Louisiana. That station is silent. On 1170 WDFB, Junction City, Kentucky. New station is on the air with a religious format. 1320 WKPG, Port Gibson, Mississippi. Station has been silent for several years. 1410 WAMK, Brockton, Massachusetts, is now silent. 1340 WLAU, Laurel, Mississippi. The station went silent the 15th of November and has no plans to return to the air. On 1510 WKPO, Prentice, Mississippi. This station is also silent, as is on 1580 WSSL in Centerville, Mississippi. They've been silent for about 8 months. The owner has no plans at this time to reactivate that facility. Now let's turn our attention to AM Switch Edition number 104. Under call letter changes, we have on 950 KYES, Roseburg, Oregon, changing to KRSB. On 1020, new station in Heflin, Alabama, will be WBSH. 1050, WOKL, Altoona, Wisconsin, becomes WISM. On 1120, new station in Concord, Massachusetts, will be WWCC. 1190, KMCW in Augusta, Arkansas, will become KMOA. On 1460, KIPR, Dibel, Texas, will be KBBQ. And on 1420, KROM, Omaha, Nebraska, changes to KESY. Three new applications for stations in Edition 104. They are on 720 Dover, Florida, on 890 Surrey, Virginia, and on 1290 Meridian, Mississippi. Two new stations have been granted on 640 Atlanta, Georgia. Gets a new station with 50 kilowatts day, 1,000 watts night, directional night only. And on 1450, new station in Buena Vista, Colorado, will be a kilowatt day and night U1. A highlight from applications of existing facilities on 1340 KLVR, Heber City, Utah, would like to move to 1210 with a kilowatt daytime only. That is a reapplication for that move. And several interesting grants to existing facilities on 1180 WKKE, Pearl, Mississippi. Their day power will be raised to 50 kilowatts. And on 1410 WGGM in Chester, Virginia, that is suburban Richmond, they have a grant to move to 820 kilohertz full-time with 10,000 day, 1,000 night U2. Let's take a look at the Otherness column from Edition 104. On 1030 KGUS, Florence, Arizona, new station is on the air. On 1140 KCMJ, Palm Springs, California, has moved here, X1010 kilohertz. WONQ, Pine Hills, Florida, new station is also on 1140, and they have been granted an application to change their city of license to Orlando. On 1210 KLDI, Laramie, Wyoming, has moved here, X1490. On 1400 KSUN, Phoenix, Arizona, a facility that has been dark for several years is now back on the air. 1450 WJBX, Bridgeport, Connecticut, they were silent as WNAB. They're back with the new call, new ownership, and a new adult contemporary format. On 1510 WRUA, Monroeville, Pennsylvania, for the second time this year, this station has gone silent. On 1550 WPTS, Pittston, Pennsylvania, is here. They used to be next door on 1540. This will be a full-time facility. It is not yet full-time. They are still operating daytime, but they have moved from 1540 to 1550. And finally, on 1590 KYDE in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, we heard this station several weeks ago, and a verification confirms that their full-time CP is now on. They are 5,000 day, 500 night. By the way, the log incorrectly lists their night power as 5,000. That should be 500. Now let's take a look at AM Switch edition number 105. And again, we start with call letter changes. On 820 WSST in Largo, Florida, which by the way is still operating on 800, but the CP for 820 should be coming on shortly. Their new call will be WRFA. 990 WCEL, Southern Pines, North Carolina, goes back to their former call of WEEB. On 1070, WJXX, Beckley, West Virginia, changes back to their old call of WCIR. 1120, new station in Manor, Texas, will be KTCO. On 1190, WXTO, San Juan, Puerto Rico, changes to WBMJ, a station which continues to play the game of musical call letters. On 1260, KWEI in Weiser, Idaho, becomes KUZN. On 1320, KKCC, Clinton, Oklahoma, changes to KXOL. 1330, KSKI, Haley, Idaho, will be KNRC. On 1410, WAMK in Brockton, Massachusetts, becomes WATD. 1450, new station moving into this frequency in St. George, Utah, with KDXU finally moving to 890. The new station will be KATJ. On 1470, KOLI, Coalinga, California, becomes KKFO. And on 1500, KCIG, Tumwater, Washington, changes to KCIF. A number of new station applications have been made in Edition 105. They include on 670, Farragut, Tennessee. This is the second application for that facility. On 700, Hazelwood, Oregon. On 890, Rosamond, California, a second application. Gladstone, Missouri, and Smithfield, Missouri. On 1040, Del Mar, New York, and Owego, New York. On 1050, Winchester, Nevada. 1060, Templeton, California. 1090, Fergus Falls, Minnesota. And on 1490, Custer, South Dakota. Four new stations were reported as being granted in Edition 105, including on 760 Brandon, Florida, 10 kilowatts day, 1 kilowatt night U4. On 1020 and on Juntas, Puerto Rico, kilowatt day and night, non-directional, both day and night. 1440 new station in Lowell, Arkansas, a kilowatt daytime only, non-directional. And as we mentioned before, on 1450, new station in St. George, Utah, will be a kilowatt day and night, non-directional. The application to operate on this frequency was granted as soon as KDXU vacated 1450 to move to 890. A few applications from existing facility highlights include on 1330 KLBS, Los Banos, California, wants to go full-time with 5 kilowatts day and night, directional night only. And on 1360 WBLC, Lenoir City, Tennessee, would like to move to 670 kilohertz with a kilowatt non-directional daytime only. Here's a look at grants to existing facilities highlights from Edition 105. First of all, on 870, WMTL, Litchfield, Kentucky. They are still operating on their old frequency of 1580, but they hold a CP to move to 870. They have just received a grant to change the antenna mode for the CP from daytime directional to daytime non-directional. On 880 WRFD, Worthington, Ohio, gets a grant to raise their power to 50,000 watts. They will be directional daytime only. And on 1420 WINI, Murfreesboro, Illinois, changes their day power to 420 watts, their night power to 420 watts, and relocates their daytime transmitter site to their nighttime transmitter site. And from Otherness in Edition 105 on 760 WURL, Moody, Alabama, recently reported in musings by an NRC member as being heard with the call letter WCCX. We phoned the station, talked to the owner, and he confirms that the station is and always has been WURL. By the way, WCCX could not be the call there anyway, since that is already licensed to an FM station on 104.5 in Waukesha, Wisconsin. On 1160 WFEN, surprised a lot of people, this new station in Fenton, Michigan, suddenly popped on the air, although they had been stating all along they would not be on the air till mid-1986. They are presently operating and are being heard at this location, WFEN, Fenton, Michigan, now on at 1160. And on 1280 WTTX, Appomattox, Virginia, their full-time CP, after being around and unfulfilled for a number of years, has finally been canceled by the FCC, so it looks like this station is going to remain a daytimer. Edition 105 also contained a few highlights from recent Canadian actions, including on 540, a CP in Vancouver, British Columbia, has been changed in frequency. The CP will now be on 1040. On 590, for those of you, including myself, who have never logged a V-call, VOCM in St. John's, Newfoundland, is raising their power to 25 kilowatts, so there may be hope yet. And finally, on 1490, CKOA, new station in Arnprior, Ontario, is now on the air with the contemporary hits format. Well, that's five full editions of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr, editor of AM Switch, from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We hope we didn't transfer any cold germs to you by way of tape, and we hope to be back again on next month edition with either three or four more issues of AM Switch. Until the next time, 73 and good DX. Jerry Starr, turning it back to Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And yes, this is the cold season. I'll explain a little bit more on the other side of the tape. Listen, we forgot to cover one item at the front of side one here, and that is the 1986 Chicago DX Convention, which is going to be held February 7th through the 9th at the Gurney Holiday Inn on State Route 132 and I-94 in Gurney, Illinois. Now, if you want to shake those winter blahs, plan to attend the Winter DX event, the 1986 Chicago DX Convention, sponsored by the Chicago Area DX Club, the weekend of February 7th through the 9th. Now, to register, all you have to do is send a check or money order for $35 to Kevin Michael, M-I-K-E-L-L, 241 North Hamlin Avenue, Park Ridge, Illinois, 60068. If you plan to stay overnight, Cadex, C-A-D-X, has secured a block of rooms at the Holiday Inn for a special rate of $40 per evening for a single and $47 per evening for a double. Hotel reservations may be made through the Holiday Inn by either calling area code 312-336-6300 or by writing to 6161 West Grand Avenue, Gurney, Illinois, 60031. The registration deadline for both the convention and the hotel rooms is January 20th, 1986, and when making your room reservations, be sure to mention the special Cadex rate. Now, if you're a serious DX or plan to attend the 1986 Chicago DX Convention, and when writing to Kevin, please provide him with a list of subjects that you want to see covered at the seminars, and they'll do their best to make sure that topic is on the agenda. Volunteer lecturers will be welcomed, and for more details, you can call Kevin Michael at area code 312-825-3608 or Austin Kelly at area code 312-776-5144. As I said, this is the cold season, and that's why we're having all kinds of problems with the DX audio service. We had several reports filed up by the mail, and several of our readers are down with the flu at this particular time. But on side two, you'll find some interesting topics. Of course, the Domestic DX Digest column, and we have two travel logs, John Bowker and Mike Knitter. So we'll see you on side two of this cassette with more of the DX audio service. I'm Fred Vobey. See you on side two.
WBBM Radio Wonderful.
It's time once again to turn back the pages of history. This time it is 1776. An American colonist by the name of Paul Revere gallops into view. He stops at the first house and dismounts. Ooh! And runs quickly up to the front door. Yes, what is it?
I'm Paul Revere. Can I use your bathroom?